And no doubt, a lot of us have thought about and talked about some of the overlap. We were mentioning it just about a half hour ago, all of the different things where some of these players and coaches and cities are intertwined, even though they've never played against one another in the playoffs. Anthony Edwards, 2 years ago, dreamt out loud of the idea of playing against the Warriors in the playoffs. And here we are. And part of it is this. Go back to when the Warriors had the number two pick in the draft. Anthony Edwards was the player who went number one. We all know who went number two. It was James Wiseman.
So this is James Wiseman.
You know, the Warriors didn't pass on Anthony Edwards.
This is James Wiseman.
But he was right there, potentially for the taking. Therefore, he had a pre-draft workout with the Warriors. And all we've heard through the years is it didn't go well. So this is from that exact same interview that Grandy played earlier when Ant said he wanted the Warriors. This is from 2 years ago and from the T-Wolves team and their social media. So listen to what he recalls from the pre-draft workout with the Warriors.
I was going through the drills and he kept stopping them like, that's all you got, that's all you got. And I'm like, bro, I'm going hard as you want me to go. Like, what you want me to do? I'm sweating crazy. He like, man, you got to see Steph and KD and Klay work out. And we went to dinner that night and they still was continuously telling me like, you didn't work hard enough. Like if we had the number one pick, we wouldn't take you. And I was just like, damn, that's crazy. So me and my trainer ran home after dinner and we just talking like, bro, we got to pick it up. I don't know how. I don't know what we got to do, like, but we got to pick it up. And I think after that, man, it's just I became a madman in the gym. And, like, I try to work to – I'm tired. I'm exhausted.
The Warriors built this guy.
Right. That's a stretch, but
– No, but there's a piece of it. Like, they inspired him.
Well, his response right there is incredible.
It's great.
Because he played 1 year at Georgia, and he comes out, and, you know, you think you're doing all that you can, and – you know, Steve Kerr keeps stopping it. He's like, you should see what these other guys are doing, who I don't know if you've heard of these guys, but, you know, KD, Klay, and Steph, these guys have won a couple of titles here, three for two of them and two for the other guy. So, yeah, the standard that you need to match up to, it's going to have to be higher than that.
And then we had referenced this. This is from Netflix's Court of Gold. This is years later when Steve Kerr actually did coach Anthony Edwards in the Olympics. And listen to this exchange, which definitely brings about memories of the previous one we were just talking about.
You have such a gift like this. I mean, look at you. You're a tailbag. You're running over people, right?
Yeah.
When is that going to translate to rebound? When is that going to translate to find a body and boom,
yeah,
hit guys?
See, my Kobe get on my ass by the same.
Yes, because that's the next step for you.
Yeah.
You know, like, you took such a leap last year from the beginning of practice to the end of the World Cup, and
yeah,
it translated, and you became one of the best players in the league.
Right.
This is the next step.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Watching how hard we have practiced. I've never practiced, but I've seen practice.
Right.
I've seen Steph.
Yeah.
All those guys just are talking, all the physicality. That's the next step for you. Like,
yeah,
you've
sure
got another level you can get to, but it's like all the little boring stuff.
Yeah, no, I got you.
So I know that's a little bit hard to hear maybe in spots, but what we're basically getting at is Steve says you have just an unbelievable gift. You have all the talent in the world. Your offensive game has become elite. When are you going to take this perfect NBA frame that you have and use it to get a rebound? Like, when are you going to do that?
You're a tailback in high school, he's
exactly
saying.
He's like, you, and he's like, man, that's what my coach always says to me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because this is the next step for you. You're elite. And he really is. Like, this conversation came up earlier in the year when LeBron was talking about, you know, not wanting to be the face of the NBA. And they asked Anthony Edwards, would you want to be the face of the NBA? And he's like, no, I don't want that gig because I see how the face of the league sort of gets treated. But I will say this. I don't know if he's the face or not in the next generation of basketball players, but if you offered me a selection of any player in the NBA currently in his 20s, I think that's the guy I'd take. I think that's the one. If I had a draft of NBA players in their 20s, I think that's the number one pick.
Interesting.
I really do. I'm trying to, like, I'm just doing this from memory because Jokic is 30, isn't he?
Jokic is 30, just turned. Yeah, he's just 30. Turned in February.
Giannis is 30. Yep. We know for sure. Steph and LeBron are 82 years old.
Yep.
Right?
Tatum and Brown aren't 30.
Those guys are
Gilgeous
in their 20s.
Alexander's not 30.
Correct.
Where is Jaws not 30?
I'm taking Ant.
Yep.
My mind went to Wemby. Would you take Ant over Wemby?
Well, that's an interesting one. That still feels a little speculative to me, even though I understand his gifts and I understand what he brings on both ends of the floor. Yeah, I think I would. I think I would, and here's why. It's literally what we just talked about with the Rockets. When they said, what do you need in the playoffs? I need somebody who's not a center. I need a ball handler who can go get me a bucket. I still don't, I don't know if Wemby will ever be that. He's so important.
Well, he's not going to ever, like, crush you over with the ha-ha.
Right. And but I think, like, right now, when I watch Wemby play, I'm like, dude, you're shooting too many threes. You're 8 feet tall. Stop shooting 13 threes a game. Go inside and be 8 feet tall. But anyway, yeah, I'm looking at the board right now. I think this is the guy I'd take. I think this is him.
Well, he won't be 24 until August. So,
which is nuts.
You're talking about a 23-year-old player.
Young.
He's so young. He's young, but if you look at his career so far, and he's been in the playoffs now 4 of 5 years.
Yep.
This is the fourth time in a row. So
and conference finals last year.
Right. He's a young player by chronological age, but he's already been through it. First couple of years, he didn't advance out of the first round, and you mentioned the NBA conference finals last year. So there already has been a bit of a graduation for he and his team, and now he's got a real good cast around him. So it's going to be a tough series, no doubt.